It's the Burke and Jeffrey podcast, and, you know, I love reading the reviews, but Jeffrey, your mom left us 3 stars.
Ooh.
What the?
Yeah, well, she has a point. It's not that good.
Oh, okay. Listen, could you make up for that, please?
Please?
Leave us 5? Is that too needy? Maybe.
Yeah, okay.
But the full show starts right now.
Yeah. We're just a few days into our technical director Ashton's crowning life achievement, the month-long Taco Bell Challenge.
Oh my God.
Yeah. You can follow his progress online at Brooke and Jeffrey, Instagram, TikTok. But Ashton pulled me aside earlier, and he told me he's not sure that he can do it anymore.
What? He's only a couple days in. You could do it. Do you know how much faith I have in you?
He said in his soft, prepubescent voice, "It's too hard, Jeff."
No, no. Hug him. Give him a pep talk.
I looked him right into his cataract-clouded eyes, and I put
my prepubescent, but also has cataracts.
I put my hands atop his slender virgin shoulders, and I told him, "Ashton, the hard is what makes it great."
That's right, Ashton.
That's a weird way to say that.
No, wait, I didn't say that. I said the hard is what makes us late. There's no crying in radio. So we gotta do WCII. Which clip is it?
God.
2 viral sound bites from the internet. Only enough time to play one of them. Let's get right into your choices. Option 1 is a 26-second clip of a school official in New Hampshire announcing a snow day by rapping along to the Fresh Prince theme song.
Oh, man.
Oh, these are always corny.
I know.
Or option 2 is the clip that, for some reason, makes Brooke roll her eyes in utter disgust at just the idea of it. It's a viral clip of a husband humbly admitting to a silly but hilarious mistake that he made one time at the grocery store. So what's it gonna be? Snow day rap or grocery mishap? And today we're mixing it up, and we're going to give the first vote to Jose.
Yay!
What's it going to be, Jose?
It's not even gotten to me. I would love to hear this gentleman who can't shop.
All right, Alexis.
I don't want to hear a principal rap. Grocery mishap.
It doesn't matter what
finally.
I do.
Finally.
All right, let's hear him.
We get to hear the
Thank
clip
you,
of a humble husband admitting to a silly mistake he made at the grocery store.
I went to the store today to get a few things that my wife told me to on a list. I put the list in my pocket, went to the store. Yeah, number 1, Velveeta. Number 2, chips. Number 3, hamburger. Yeah, that's how I read it now. How I read it at the store is, I need 1 block of Velveeta. 2 chips. There's your 2 chips. Hamburger.
Oh,
1, 2, 3. Y'all get the picture. 4 waters. There's 4 waters. 5 things of sugar. 20 pounds of sugar. 6 pastas. 7 salt. Number 7 is salt. I'm an idiot.
Like the
I'm sorry, but when you get to 5 things of sugar and you're actually picking them up, at some point, doesn't logic set in?
Good idea, bro. Kick him while he's down.
Oh my God. That
was
the incompetence.
Which clip is it? Let's move on and get into your shock collar question of the day with the always competent, never failing digital
there
Jake.
There you go. Give us some Jake.
Give us some question that's going to make Brooke roll her eyes hard today, Jake.
I support Jake.
Previously on the shock collar question of the day, we went over reasons people will try to stay friends with their exes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
But there are also scores of people, like my good friend Jose Bolaños, who do not stay in touch with their former lovers.
No.
Instead, they do the healthy thing and spend every waking moment silently thinking about them, wondering where their life has taken them and what are they doing now.
Oh, yeah. It's like I talk to her every day in my head, Jake. Oh, wait.
That made me
sorry,
laugh.
Hold on.
Oh my God.
Cry. Is that me?
That made me laugh because I knew what you were going to say.
That's so true.
But that's why a new survey asked 1,000 people to name something you wonder about an ex whom you haven't spoken to in a while.
Oh, interesting.
And I have the top 4 answers in front of me. Let's get into them in a last chance at romance edition of Unglued Family Feud. We'll start with the guy who has to avoid eye contact with his garbage can because it reminds him of his ex, it's young Jeffrey.
Yeah.
Jeff, name something you wonder about an ex whom you haven't spoken to in a while.
That's interesting because your mind just wanders when you think about your ex. Like, where are they living now? Are they happy with themselves? Did they get any surgical enhancements or reductions since the last time we were together?
Well, I never thought that, but it is valid.
It's interesting.
Trust me, Brooke, your exes have definitely thought about it. So I'm going to say cosmetic enhancements or surgical reductions, Jake. Yeah.
Brooke's exes are like, has she got an eye surgery?
Yeah. She couldn't see. Enhancements or reductions is not on the list. Not in the top four. Might have been top five.
That. Yeah. Like, even Botox or something.
Right. Let's throw it over to Alexis.
Is it bad? I don't really care what they're up to, honestly. Like, my first question isn't what they're doing. It's kind of more like, do you miss me? That's fine.
Yeah. Like, that's a great question.
Are you thinking about me? Because I don't really care about what you're doing.
Are you stalking my Instagram?
Yeah, are you stalking mine? Like, am I hotter than her?
Yeah.
There's a lot of different thoughts there. Which one are you going with?
I'm going with, just do you miss me?
That's a great one. That's got to be number one.
Do you miss me? Is correct. That's number three. Do they ever think of me?
Yeah.
That's the same. Yeah.
It's like every musical song ever is based on that thought.
Alexis, you're safe. Let's go over to Jose. Something you wonder about an ex whom you haven't spoken to in a while.
My first thing, and it's absolutely true, is I want to know, is she happy? Because...
Okay, what's your real answer?
No, yeah. I'm dead serious. Like, that's the only time I think I ever hit her up was like... That was part of the reason when we broke up. It just didn't seem...
I thought that, too. Like, in terms of goals, have they achieved their goals?
She had all these ambitions, so I don't know what to ask, but are your dreams in fruition, Jake?
Wow.
Did your dreams...
That's so selfless of you, Jose.
Did your dreams come true? It's not in the top four.
Dang.
I'm sorry.
That's a common one.
Jose, I'm really
sorry. I was close, right?
Let's go over to Brooke.
Oh, my God. Well... When Jeffrey said plastic surgery, I immediately actually just thought, like, what do they look like now?
Yeah.
Right? Have they gained weight? Have they lost weight?
Maybe we should be more simple like that.
Are they tan? Are they super pale? Like,
I don't know. With Brooke's dating history, I'm surprised her first thought is, are they still alive?
Oh, yeah. Come on.
How many teeth do you have left?
You only had two when I was with them. But nobody has talked about, like, who they're with. Like, who are they dating right now?
Or are they single still?
Totally. That's what I want to know. I want to know their relationship status.
Have you moved on?
Yes.
Relationship status? One.
Yeah.
Of course.
Number one answer. Brooke is safe. Alexis is safe. Let's go over to Jeffrey. Something you wonder about next you haven't spoken to in a while.
Hmm. Well, this isn't a question that you really think about until you get older, but you start to wonder, do they have any kids?
Oh, yeah.
And if they do, are their kids better than my kids?
Oh, I thought you were going to say, are they actually mine? I mean, that's what I would think if I was a man all the time. Like, ooh.
Yeah. Hopefully I would
like
me. Know.
I'm like, I hope.
Yeah, I'm going to go with, do they have any children?
Do they have any children?
Good answer.
Is correct.
Oh.
All right.
We'll go over the top four real quick. Name something you wonder about an ex whom you haven't spoken to in a while. Number one, Brooke got their relationship status. Mm-hmm. Are they single? Are they with someone? Mm-hmm. Number two, it was said in the room, do they still look good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number three, Alexis got, do they ever think of me? And Jeffrey got number four, do they have any kids?
Oh, right, sorry. Dreams weren't on the list.
Maybe you'll make somebody's dream come true because you're going to be singing today, Jose, and you're going to sing Break Up With Your Girlfriend by Ariana Grande.
Okay.
Break up with your boyfriend. Yeah, because I'm bored and I miss you. You can hit it in the morning.
I had to stop it.
It's your shot caller question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
We've reached day six of the 28-day Taco Bell Challenge.
Wow, we're doing it.
Where
our
technical director, Ashton, has put nothing inside of his frail alabaster-skinned body except for delicious nectar of the gods.
It looks like his hair is actually getting redder the further we get into this.
You can see it through his hat now. It's glowing through. But I had him reflect back because we're reaching the end of the first week here. Mm-hmm. I asked him to send me some notes and thoughts on the experience for him so far because he's eaten quite a bit 6 days in.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'll just quickly go through some of the highlights he said. One, Ashton, you mentioned something about their seasoning being very familiar to you now.
Yeah, I've had it for probably at least 30 different things now.
Mm-hmm.
I recognize the taste.
Food tastes the same.
It's very quite the same. You could blindfold me, and I think I could probably pick it out of a hat.
Two, you notice that when you were brushing your teeth, something.
Oh, yeah. I'll brush my teeth and just give a little... I'm like, oh, okay, maybe I need a second brushing on this one. It's really sticking in there.
You got taco breath permanently.
Yeah, that aftertaste, really.
And apparently,
fire sauce.
Now you say you have enough hot sauce packets for the rest of your life.
Yeah, basically.
Well, that's a good thing, though. Now you always have stock up on hot sauce.
It does feel like they could save a lot of money by budgeting how many packets per person.
Yeah. Honestly, yeah, but I don't think they care.
No, they don't.
Just go for it.
So are you ready to give up, or are you still going to go?
We're still pushing on.
You're going to do it.
Still doing it.
All right, that's my man. Continue to follow the swallow for the 28-day Taco Bell challenge on our Instagram, at Brooke and Jeffrey. Give Ashton a little bit of encouragement.
Yeah.
And ladies, kiss him to find out what that taco breath smells like.
I can smell it actually from here.
Laser Stories is coming up next.
Hello, it's Laser Stories.
It's the radio segment that was cleaning up at the end of last year with his idea of toddler nightclubs.
Wow.
It was huge, but when they went over capacity with two-year-olds getting crunk on milk teenies, the fire department shut it down.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a kid in a toy fire car, but still.
Yeah.
After that, could never recover.
Gotta respect authority, man.
It's Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories around the globe just like everyone else does, except we have a laser and those other burp slippers just don't. This first Laser Story is out of Rochester, New York.
Oh, cool.
A man named Brian Wallace got home the other night to find a strange thing happening in his own apartment.
Wow.
His upstairs neighbor had gotten inside, was wearing Brian's clothes,
what?
And eating all of his food.
Anybody got time for that?
He's
just like impersonating Brian.
But
get out of here.
That's not the worst part. Behind the neighbor, in the living room, there was a fire raging in the background.
Oh my God!
It's like that meme that everything is fine.
Yeah!
It is literally that in real life.
Well, turns out the neighbor got inside by kicking his door down and made himself right at home. And as for the giant blaze, according to authorities, it looked like he was attempting to set up a bonfire to make s'mores.
Creamy.
Oh, please. My gosh.
I mean, these are the moments that you want drugs to be involved, because what else could be the reason?
Yes.
Luckily, the whole building didn't go up.
Oh, my God.
But the flames did burn a hole through the ceiling before firefighters showed up and put it out.
Oh, that's good. Now they have access between each other's places.
Brian and another person had to hold the neighbor down till first responders got there.
Oh, my gosh.
So he's facing charges for arson, burglary, and criminal mischief. And in a not-so-shocking twist, authorities believe drugs may have been involved.
Just may.
This next Laser Story is out of India. Being a teenage boy, it's not easy.
Aww.
Especially when it comes to playing it cool around the opposite sex. And for one boy in India, it was just too much.
Uh-oh.
14-year-old Mani Shankar walked into a classroom to take his national student exams.
Uh-huh.
And as he sat down, he looked around and realized he was the only boy in a classroom full of 50 girls.
Oh, my God.
Oh, lucky guy.
Dream come true.
For most people, but that idea for him made him promptly pass out. According to his aunt, who is actually talking to international news organizations about the mortifying situation, Mani fainted out of sheer nervousness.
Don't!
That's what she told everyone.
On the news.
Oh, God, it gets worse for this kid.
No. You're taking a test, you don't even have to talk to them.
I know, you're going to be quiet, that's true.
She said he went to the examination center and saw that the room was full of girls. He became very nervous and developed a fever and fainted. He was taken to the hospital and is already fully recovered.
He's not recovered.
He wakes up as a female doctor. He's like, oh, here I go again.
Yeah.
Back to sleep.
He is never going to mentally recover from the sheer embarrassment of his family talking about it on the international news.
You guys.
There's got to be some sort of unwritten code about that, you know?
This next Laser Story is out of Big Game headquarters. What's more important to you on Super Bowl Sunday, the football or the food?
Snacks. Give me snacks.
Definitely the snacks, unless my favorite team's playing.
Well, a new poll found half of us would rather see our team lose this weekend than run out of snacks mid-game.
Oh, no way. I would rather have my favorite team win than eat anything from the Super Bowl.
What?
I'm a good fan.
51% are with you, Jose. They'd rather be snackless and watch their team win.
If it's the Seahawks, then yeah, absolutely. Any other team, I don't care.
If it's your team.
My team.
Not
only.
Just the team you happen to be rooting for that weekend. Because you still have to pick one, even if it's not your team that goes to the game.
Yeah, absolutely, Brooke.
Here's a few more quick stats. When's a better time to run to the kitchen for more snacks? During the commercials or during the game itself?
No, you go on like a first or second down.
Yeah!
You know what I mean? You have to go then. You can't miss the commercials. That's the most fun part.
The public disagrees. 62% say during the commercials.
No! You're going to miss the funny commercials.
Alexis, you actually want to watch the games?
No. I understand the commercials more. I'm saying skip the game.
Yeah.
Around 1 in 4 people think Super Bowl parties should start early, around lunchtime.
Yeah, like Thanksgiving.
So several hours before the game ever starts.
You know, I agree.
The game's already so long, though.
Several hours before?
Yeah, because you're eating and drinking.
No, I mean, like, maybe an hour before.
Finally, if you don't want to talk football, talk snacks instead.
Yep.
Experts say just don't get too heated that your snack is better than everybody else's snack.
Oh, you can say that? You can't say that. You have to act like, oh, it's not that great.
Apparently.
You know what I mean?
Be humble.
Yeah.
Be humble.
30% of us have gotten into a legitimate snack-related argument.
Whoa. I can see that.
And 6% of those have resulted in mild violence.
Wow.
One time I made bacon jam for a Super Bowl party.
Fancy.
Nobody ate it.
Yeah. Well, you're at a Super Bowl party. You're at a Super Bowl party, not a charcuterie board event.
I go to the fancy Super Bowl parties. Penthouse suite.
Oh, would you like some blue cheese stuffed dates as well?
That sounds amazing.
No one's touching my Super Bowl caviar. Okay. Hello.
Okay, you all are uninvited now. Let's go to your next laser story, Adam. If you can't convince them, confuse them. Central. There's a forum online about things some people might think are a sign of intelligence, but they're actually not.
Okay.
Here's the top ones. Number 6, being a contrarian.
Uh-oh.
I don't know what that means.
I'll be honest, that can be me a lot.
Okay. Contrary to popular belief.
It's disagreeing with everything just because, like, you want to disagree with it.
Oh, man. Those people are the worst.
Disagreeing with everything is just as lazy as believing everything, is what they say.
I don't agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Number 5, just having a good memory or knowing a lot of trivia doesn't mean you're actually smart.
Duh. It's the one thing I can hang my hat on, you guys. Don't take it from me, please.
Number 4, also another sign that you may not be as smart as you think you are, fast talkers.
Oh.
If you could say a lot real quickly.
Yeah.
As long as it makes sense.
Yeah.
I like how we're all trying very hard to talk slow in this moment.
Yeah. I'm not.
Good for you, man. Number 3, having a YouTube channel.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, man. Oh.
Just because you talk about the benefits of Himalayan sea salt on your toilet paper on your stream doesn't actually make you an authority on the subject or any subject.
Dude, I have always felt like there has to be some regulation over what we're allowed to call a documentary.
Yeah.
Don't you think? Like just a certain amount of actual research or something.
Number 2, your education.
Oh, anybody can go to school if you have enough money.
It's true.
Ooh, good point, Brooke.
And finally, the number 1 sign people may be faked into thinking you're brainy is being over 40 and wearing glasses.
Hey, boy. Hey, how you doing?
Trust me, gentlemen, she's not as bright as you think she is.
But I'm wise.
Very wise.
No? Yep. That's like street smarts.
Yeah. Yeah, sure you are.
Yeah.
Hardened by life.
It's true. Experts say that just because you're ancient compared to your coworkers and you can't see well.
I'm like a couple years older than you fools.
It doesn't mean that you're smarter than anybody else.
It doesn't. Or better.
And this guy can't see well either.
He's really old.
But he doesn't claim to be smart.
Oh.
Just passionate AF. And that sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time on Wednesday.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
The name Karen.
it's even hard to say,
yeah,
isn't
Karen.
It? Is that what it does to your throat when you say it?
That was a weird coincidence.
Yeah.
It's just gotten this big stereotype around it lately. You hear Karen and you know exactly the type of person it describes.
Yeah.
They've also tried it with a few male versions. Like I've heard Ken and Keith.
Yeah, I heard Ken for sure.
I don't think they've ever assigned a name for the opposite type of person, you know?
Okay.
Like someone who's always kind and patient, charming, funny, handsome.
That's a long list.
I feel like you can be all those.
I feel like you have a name idea. Well, I don't know. I'm just
spitballing here, but in my unbiased opinion,
unbiased,
we should call those people Jeffries.
Shocker.
Wow. That's
studio audience likes it.
Wow.
Like, you know, if you saw a guy out of a restaurant and he leaves like a 400% tip on the bill, it's like,
wow.
Guy seems like a total Jeffrey to me.
Yeah. Why do you say, you still say it with negative connotations?
Yeah, you still need to be judgy when you say it.
Okay.
You're like, judging because they're too good.
See, that's the thing. Not all men or women can be Jeffries.
No, you're right.
In fact, you're about to hear from some of those types of people because they got handed the loser line over the weekend.
This is like anti-Jeffrey.
Yeah, so you know what I'm going to do for everybody right now?
Tell me, you charitable kind.
Out of the kindness of my heart. I'm just going to play you their strange voicemails so that you can smile and laugh.
You are you're such a Jeffrey.
I'm just acting like a complete Jeff right now. But I do it for the listeners. Brand new loser line coming up at 7:10.
Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the loser line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the loser line before, it works like this. Let's say a guy approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you.
Hey, Tootsie Pop.
Oh, God.
Are you a pirate?
What?
Because I'm pretty sure you put the curve in my scurvy.
Oh, good old scurvy pickup line.
Oh, nice.
Whatever you do, don't pretend to kick him in his peg leg and tweak his barnacle.
Oh.
Instead, tell him he reminds you of a strapping older version of Captain Jack Sparrow.
Oh.
Of course, wearing an adult diaper.
Yeah.
No, I just dropped a Davy Jones.
Okay.
Can someone clean out my locker?
That is...
Okay.
No. That's when you give him the digits to the loser line. So hopefully he leaves an awkward voicemail we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, Samantha, what's up? I'm that guy from the bar you said that looks like Jim Carrey's older brother. And, I don't know if that was supposed to be a compliment or not, but, you know, he's a funny guy, so I'll take it. At the end of our conversation, I really wanted to kiss you. And the thing is, I was debating in my head whether I should go in for a French kiss or a Portuguese kiss. And by the time I craned my neck for the Portuguese one, you turned your head back to your friend and you were walking away. So I don't think you did that on purpose, but... clearly, you missed out.
Oh.
I'll tell you, I've only used it on two women before, and they both still text me to this day.
Oh. Next message.
Yeah, they're texting about the venereal disease that they got from the Portuguese kiss.
The craning of the neck, is there like a long, slow build-up before you move in for the actual kiss?
I can't imagine.
It's like a... backwards around.
Yeah, and some sort of like bird call that comes out before he goes in.
I was thinking more giraffe for some reason. I don't know why.
Next message.
I'll even throw in one of the diaper outfits as a souvenir. No charge. That is just the kind of guy I am.
Next message.
Wait.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah.
It's a free diaper.
Is that a pocket dial that we heard? I picture like a guy, we joined a conversation while a guy is sitting on the edge of his motel bed talking to his escort. Like, I'll throw in a free diaper. It'll make it worth your while.
Is it that or his nursing aid that he's talking to?
Either way, it's not good.
She gave him the loser line. I don't need your help, buddy.
Yeah.
Next message.
Hey, you, it's me. We just talked on the train, and I was thinking, I know you said you never modeled or acted before, but I do think I have a gig that you'd be perfect for. We're going to shoot this video, actually, for, it's this new product. It's pretty cool. You know those things that hold arrows in them? I forget the name of them, but anyway, picture two really tiny ones that fit over your ears, like little ear jackets, but with holders on the back. Anyway, the company I work for wants to put toothpicks in them. They're called Eros, like instead of arrows. So whenever you need a toothpick, you just reach behind your ear, grab one, and pop it in your mouth. I think it could become pretty big. So let me know.
Next message.
It's a quiver, right? Ear quiver. I mean, that is an opportunity to be the model for that.
Must mean you have hot ears, yeah. I guess.
Okay. I mean, when we first heard him start by saying, like, oh, I heard you're a model, I had a gig for you, we all expected some pervy stuff to come out of it.
Absolutely.
After hearing the actual idea, I kind of wish it was the pervy stuff.
You wouldn't buy one of those?
Euros.
I think I'm good. I'm good on my ear toothpicks.
That's a pretty
toothpicks.
Slick move to reach behind your ear and be like, anybody need a toothpick? I'm into it.
It's already warm.
Yeah, wow. Take my money.
Gross.
Next message.
Hey, Amber. I need some cheerleaders for my bowling league. The other team has some cheerleaders, so I was hoping that maybe you'd be interested in joining. And we're called the Gutter Busters. Yeah, who are you going to call? Gutter Busters, that kind of thing. The other team has cheerleaders, but they're somewhat a little s***y. So, you know, we want some really smoking hot cheerleaders, so that's why I'm calling you. But that one friend, I don't really think that she should go. She shouldn't be there. You know, I hope you don't invite her. So, yeah, you come, but not your friend.
Talk about an offer you can't refuse. Come be a s***y cheerleader for free at my bowling game. And don't bring your best friend.
Yeah. He only wants hot, Jeffrey. Yes. Yeah. What is happening at bowling league?
I mean, who do these men think they are?
Exactly.
But bowling sounds cool for a while.
Yeah. I know. Let's form a team, Jose.
Let's do it, ladies.
Nope.
Next message.
Hey, Laura. This is the Cowardly Lion from the other night. Remember me? I wanted to ask you out, but I didn't have the courage. Plus, I saw you talking to those other guys. You know, the one without a brain? And then the Tin Man Loser. His abs were made of steel, but he doesn't have a heart like me. But I got to tell you, Laura, I'm leaving you a message now because I smoked something. It was called Yellow Brick Road, and I finally found the nerve to pick up the phone and call you. So what do you say, Laura? Can we go on a date and maybe go to Oz together? Trust me, I'm a lion in the sack.
Next message.
Oh, my God.
The worst cowardly lion ever.
But the Yellow Brick Road really made it make sense.
It did.
You know, that all checked out.
Jose, we're going to need you to contact your guy and get us some of that. You can listen to the Loser Line regularly at this time or on any of our affiliates across North America, plus our YouTube, Insta, and TikTok, all of it at Brooke and Jeffrey. Phone taps coming up next.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
The year was 1998.
Oh, what a great year.
When a little restaurant called Chili's came out with a TV ad that rocked the world.
Yes, give it to me.
Oh, I remember.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back. I want my baby back, baby back, baby back.
Is
that all?
Chili's.
Baby back ribs.
See, decades later, it's still stuck in our heads, and even Alexis knows what
I
it
do.
Is.
Yeah,
which proves that the simplest of phrases with a little tune behind it can get stuck in your head and make you buy an unhealthy amount of ribs. And one guy who owns a small pizza chain recently hired a marketing company to see if he could get a jingle for his business.
Okay.
And you know who's more than happy to help?
I'm guessing it's you, Jeffrey.
It isn't me.
Oh.
It's our resident Jingle Mensa, Jose Bolaños.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to hear it in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hey, is this Tony?
Yeah. Who's this?
What's up, man? My name's Peter. I'm with the marketing firm you hired, Creative. How you doing?
Oh, okay. Good. Yeah, I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm happy I'm talking to you. They assigned me to come up with a jingle for your new pizza place commercial. Lucky you.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. I've been looking forward to this.
Yeah, well, I've been swamped, so I'm sorry if it took me a second. But the note from my boss here says that you wanted someone with experience in this area. And You got your guy.
Good.
I don't know if you know this, but I came up with the Whopper jingle.
Oh, really?
You know, Whopper, 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 Whopper. Nice to meet you. That's me.
And that was you, huh?
Well, I mean, there was a lot of people on it. It's a tough jingle to come up with. I was the one who came up with the third Whopper. Oh. You know, Whopper, Whopper. And then I thought, hey, what about another Whopper? So, now history's made.
Peter, I don't have a lot of time right now, so did you come up with a jingle for me, or you want to do this another time?
Yeah. So, look, I've been poking around at it, right, trying to come up with different angles, give you something new, exciting, and something catchy.
Okay.
What about this?
Yeah,
pizza,
yeah.
Pizza, 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 pizza. We could keep going. Pizza, 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 right? It's good.
You're joking, right?
No, I'm not, man. That's going to get stuck in people's heads.
That's just like the last one you just sang about the Whopper.
And that one was huge, right? I don't know if you saw, but it's everywhere.
I want mine to be different from that.
Well, it is. Pizza is different than Whoppers.
Have you even looked at our website? I mean, have you looked at our menu? Would you our mission statement? You know, we source local products. We're all about the community. And,
okay, you're right. You know, I remember this part on the website. Yeah. Okay, let's try this. Are you ready?
Okay. Yep.
Sausage, 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 right? It's it's because you guys have local sausage makers or something. I don't remember, but...
Okay, you're not really listening to me, so I'm going to be very specific. I do not want my jingle to be that tune at all. I don't want any resemblance to that tune. I don't want to hear it in my jingle.
You are giving me a challenge here. I like it, actually. You want me to think outside of the box.
This shouldn't be a challenge. This should be an original, like, not one word over and over again. I want a jingle.
Okay.
It talks about my shop. Okay. Yeah.
Hold
okay.
It.
You got me?
Yeah. Good. Hold Let me think about this for a second, all right? I got to get the brainstorm going. It's just starting to rain up there.
Oh,
how about this? Okay. How about this? I could do something. Pepperoni, pepperoni.
Peter!
No, that doesn't work. That's too many syllables.
Do you hear what I'm saying? I mean, I don't want any word repeated.
All right. Okay, hold on. I got some. Look, this idea is a little bit out there, but I want you to stay with me on this, okay? Follow me. I know you specialize in pizza, right?
Yes, pizza. That's what we do.
Got it?
But not 15 times in a row.
Okay, but would you be open to selling burgers? Oh. That way we could do Whopper, Whopper, Whopper. No, better. Burger, 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 burger.
Peter.
Brilliant. It wrote itself. You see, this is why I'm on the job, right?
No. This is why you're off the job. Okay?
Oh, whoa.
Done.
Okay, hold on.
Fired, done.
Listen.
Hold on. I'm done. I don't want to hear that stupid jingle again.
Look, I know this is the first time we've worked together, but are you angry?
Let me ask you this. Are you stupid?
Hold on. Let me brainstorm. Hold on.
Oh, I don't think you have a brain to storm.
Stupid, stupid, stupid.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I'm actually stupid. Here it is. That's really fun. Oh, my God. Phone taps are great because Brooke and Jeffrey just pranked you.
Wait, what?
This is actually Jose from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Oh,
we're doing a phone tap.
I was ready to kill you. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, your best friend John set you up. He said you've been obsessed trying to come up with a jingle or some kind of marketing for your chain lately, man.
Oh, no. I'm going to kill him.
Wait a minute. You just did it. That's it. Kill him, kill him, kill him, kill him, stab him, hit him, maybe slap him. Oh, my God. I am a money-making machine, Tony.
Oh, boy, are you not. Oh, my God.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
You know, one of my favorite parts of doing these second date calls is when people tell us directly to our face that they have absolutely no clue who we are and have never even heard of our show before.
Yeah.
You like that?
Even though we're on stations all across North America, draws a complete blank to them. Doesn't that feel good, guys?
I-
I'm like, dude, we get millions of views on TikTok. Yeah. We have thousands and thousands of YouTube. What more do people need?
I don't know. I like it.
It's okay. Never enough, and I all love right. it. But
well, it works. It helps us with the segment.
My yeah. other favorite part, though, is when a listener comes up with a brand new idea for a first date that we haven't heard anybody Ooh, else do before.
That's unique.
Well, it's hard to do because we've heard so many ideas.
Yes. Yeah, and that was the case today. A guy came up with a fun, unique strategy to connect more with the woman that he was out with. Now, did it mean that they had to endure 7 straight minutes of uninterrupted silence?
No.
Yeah.
What?
But
that's always good on a date.
You know what? We've definitely heard worse. I can say that. Man. You're going to hear what happened in your brand new second date update right after this.
Second date update.
They say if you truly love something, you need to set it free.
Yeah.
And then if it comes back to you,
yeah.
that shows you're really soulmates.
Oh,
yeah, I've heard that.
That's
and
nice.
My ex is still, it's been, what, okay. 6 years?
She's not listening.
Come back.
Okay.
Well,
she's not listening.
The door is open.
It hasn't worked for Jose, but yeah. someone has come back to us after we let them go when they fell short for a second date from a few months back.
Really? A little birdie back in our nest?
His name is Logan.
It's
Logan,
meant to be, Logan.
You came back. Does this mean we're soulmates?
Yes, I've returned to you guys.
Yeah.
What? You little clinger.
Clinger.
Last time Logan was on, he got delayed at the airport and ended up spending about 4 hours with a woman at the airport bar.
Yes.
And it was really, really good
That's
for about
right.
the first 5 minutes. Until she said Logan got a little bit on her nerves.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into too much detail about it, but she spent the next 3 minutes basically roasting him for being annoying and clingy.
I cannot believe you came back.
You must be doing something right now because you locked down another date for yourself. Who was it with this time?
This girl named Megan.
All right.
What did you and Megan do for a date?
Well, first of all, let me just preface this all with I learned some very valuable things from my first debacle at the airport there.
Airport? Okay. What'd That's you take good. Away?
One is that my perspective of who I am when I get drunk is completely different than someone else's perspective. So
that actually takes a lifetime for some people to learn.
You're even better when you're drunk, right?
No, I don't think.
Yeah, in my mind, I'm in a tuxedo, tap dancing on a table. In reality, I just crashed on someone's birthday cake.
I can dance when I drink too.
Yeah. So is the perspective now, you wanted to tone it down on the booze a little bit this time around?
Yes. So what I said to Megan, I said, you know, I'm working on myself. I'm learning about myself. So I want to go on a date with you. We're going to get some dinner. And I have one drink minimum.
Oh, wait, for
minimum
her?
Or maximum?
Yeah. That's
oh, God, one drink maximum. Sorry.
Okay. That's a good point, Jeffrey.
You're going off of Brooke's rules for a second over there. Okay.
Well, I mean, why did you feel like you had to tell her that? Why didn't you just do that, you know?
I was just letting her in on the fact that I'm like a guy who's under construction, but I'm working on some stuff.
Oh, so, a project. Yeah. Women love
projects.
Don't use that term.
Yeah. What did she think about that? Was she cool with it?
She seemed fine. I said, yeah, I just want to have one drink because I want to get to know you. I want to be able to listen. So I suggested this fun, almost like a game. I said, for the first 30 minutes of our date, we are only going to pass notes to each other. That way, everything that's being said or communicated is really focused and important, you know, and thought about.
Well, you want to work on your listening, but passing notes doesn't involve any listening whatsoever. That's more of the reading and writing aspect, which is still also good to work on.
What did she say to that idea?
She thought it was cute. It seemed to be a good reaction there.
Oh, wow.
So then we started getting into things, you know, what matters to you, what's important to you, list three things, this or this.
And this is all being written down. It sounds like a lot of writing.
You could have texted this before the date.
I know, but we're there and we're looking into each other's eyes. And she starts getting in on this popcorn thing. She has a dog named Popcorn.
Oh.
A dog named Popcorn. Okay.
Thought it was an appetizer at the table.
I was like, what kind of place?
Yeah. She started getting excited. So she was like scribbling down popcorn this, popcorn that. And I was, I just sent her back more ? Because I couldn't believe how much popcorn was coming at me.
weird,
I need a drink.
All right. I need the minimum one drink right now.
So did it really go on for 30 minutes?
No, it didn't. It did not. I really overblew that estimate. It was about maybe 5 to 7 minutes in.
Got it.
And he's like,
I'm getting writer's cramp. Can we?
At that point, I would have, to your face, left you on read. Just folded the note, put it aside, and just kept eating.
So at that point, after five, whatever, 7 minutes, you decided to transfer back to normal vocal conversation.
Yes. And okay. then at that point, it was like, okay, so my little cute attempts obviously fell a little, not short, but we adjusted them. So then, mm-hmm. I also lifted the one drink minimum, and I was like, okay, you know what? No rules.
Oh. See, there we go.
Yeah. No. The good thing is you're adapting. You know, if you would have said, well, no, I did not break the rules and I forced us for 30 minutes, then of course that's the reason.
I feel like he caved to all of it. Like, it's like you set up all these rules for yourself, Logan. I mean, were you having fun?
Yeah, for sure. It was like, how many people go out and just do the same mundane thing? This was like something that was memorable. So I was having a good time.
Okay, what about her?
Yeah, she was having a good time.
Maybe it's something like we don't understand the vibe. Like, you had to be there to feel what was going on between them.
Yeah.
You know, if you ever watch, like, that Netflix show, Wednesday.
Yeah. The Addams Family spinoff. It's great.
It.
The lead actress is always just sitting there, like, just with her eyes, like, looking back and forth
she
and around.
She doesn't blink or smile the entire show.
Wait, is that how you're saying your date was like Wednesday Addams in the Netflix show?
No, I'm just saying that there's a lot to be communicated with eyes and
just body language.
You know, she puts like fear in people. Okay.
So in your opinion, Logan, no speed bumps?
I don't think so. No, it was good. I got a nice hug at the end. Okay. And I was like, okay, yeah, we had a good time.
Nice.
But then I was setting up a second date. Mm-hmm. And she was like, oh, yeah, I'm busy for the next couple of days or, you know, this week is really bad next week. So she, I couldn't read. Is she blowing me off?
Sounds like she is.
If you think that you had a good time, then we totally believe you on it. And we want to help you get another date here with Megan.
With your favorite pen pal.
Yeah. So we're going to call Wednesday Addams here in just a second. First, we're going to play a song, come back, and then get your second date update right after this.
Awesome.
All right. Hold on, man. Second date update. We're in the middle of a second date update with a good friend of the show named Logan, and it's not his first time doing one of these with us. I'm playing the Addams Family theme song because he described his date with a girl named Megan like Wednesday Addams, the Netflix series, meaning during their dinner they did a lot of staring, a lot of brooding, and nonverbal communicating, which was extremely healthy. By the way,
yes,
it's a little bit fearful, but healthy.
I mean, Tim Burton told her not to blink in that show ever because it was creepier.
Sure, yeah, I get it. It may sound a little out of the ordinary to most people, but Logan did end up getting a hug, and the only thing he hasn't gotten is another date. Ah. So we're about to call Megan up here, and I just want to get your approval, Logan, before we do this, to use verbal communication with her. Is that okay with you?
I stamped my approval.
Oh, right. Okay.
It's going to be really boring if not.
Honestly, you know, I felt bad for you the first time that we did a second date update, but I think you're such a good person and confident in who you are. You're going to be able to bounce back from this no matter what she says.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Put that on a note card and send it over to her. Okay. Let's just dial her number and we'll see what Megan has to say here. You ready?
I stay quiet.
Good idea.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Until we need you to speak up. That's really important.
You of all people know how this works.
All right, here he goes.
Hello?
Hi, this is Jeff from Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. Blink twice if this is Megan, please.
How would you see her?
Wait, I'm sorry. Who's calling?
I heard it. She got heavy.
There was definitely two blinks in there.
Yeah, laughed at that, Megan.
I'm a funny person, Brooke. Deal with it.
Is that what it is?
So, yeah, you are.
Hey, Megan. So you're on the radio right now on a show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Oh, I thought this was a prank call.
Yeah,
we better than that. Sometimes.
We also do those. So. We're pretty stereotypical morning radio.
We don't normally introduce ourselves before we do them.
Right.
We just kind of let it happen.
You're going to find we're pretty bad at our jobs here. One thing we're kind of good at, though, is helping people get another date.
Okay. So you're calling me about a date?
Yes.
Yeah.
A date you went on with a guy named Logan.
Oh, yeah, I remember Logan.
Yeah. He's
good.
He's a good friend of ours, actually, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
He seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, I mean, I would say he's a nice guy.
Oh, that's
okay.
Good. All right. We're starting off on the right foot.
Anything more? Because he told us a little bit about the date. And
we teased him a little.
We Brooke teased him, actually. I personally thought it was kind of a fun, creative idea for you to pass notes to each other. What did you think of it?
Yeah, I mean, that part of the date was actually nice. You know, I like a guy that's willing to just improve themselves and try new things. But there was just something weird that happened on the date. So
was it one of the notes that he passed?
Actually, yeah, maybe it was that.
What do you mean?
How do you not know if it was written down or not?
Well, it came to the point where we had to order, and at that point we had stopped. You know, we didn't just pass notes the whole date.
Right. He said it only lasted like 5 to 7 minutes or something in the beginning.
Yeah, and that was nice, but it came to the point where we had to order, and the waitress had showed up to our table, and he wrote a note to the waitress, I have no idea what he wrote to her, but like she started giggling right away.
Oh, maybe some dietary restrictions that he has.
Oh, he's gluten-free. She's making fun of him.
I don't know. It was very flirty to me, and I felt uncomfortable because I didn't know what he wrote, and I was like, we were just doing this great thing together, and now you're writing her notes?
Right.
Like, what's going on here?
Was like his whole preface, too, is like, I'm doing this because I want to get to know you, and then suddenly he also wants to get to know the waitress. Is that how you read it?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, does he know her? Like, what's going on here? And then, she wrote a note back to him.
Oh, she did?
Yeah. Yeah, and she gave him a fist bump, too. It was just
Wait, what did it say? Did you ask him? I mean, I would have been so curious.
Yeah, I asked him, and he said he was like, shh, it's a secret. And, like, in a joking way, but I'm like, I'm sitting right next to you.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'll just tell you, Megan, that we weren't aware that happened, that there was anything going on between Logan and the waitress.
Yeah, we didn't call her on another line.
Right. Yeah. Something that you're not aware of, probably, unless you have a really good sixth sense, is that Logan has been listening quietly on the other line this entire time.
He's on the other line, Brooke.
And he wants to talk to you with his voice.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
It's a good thing.
Megan. Hi.
Oh, he wants to sing it to you, I guess.
Megan, this is your chance to get the bottom of what was going on.
Yeah, I'm like pulling my hair out here. I feel like I'm in a bumper car and I'm focused. I'm in a bumper car and I'm focused going forward, and then I just get bam, hit from the side.
You live in a bumper car.
So many analogies from Logan. Very
vivid imagination. It. But let's bring it back to let's talk about the notes that you were passing with the waitress, Logan.
Yeah, bro.
I am floored. I am such an idiot. I cannot believe that I didn't pick up on that looked bad. Like, I was in such a high from doing the note passing, and I thought it was so cute that I thought it was neat to just be like, oh, here comes the waitress. We're including her in the game for a second.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, I thought maybe she'd pass a note. Megan, I thought you'd pass a note to the waitress if you wanted to.
Get the whole restaurant passing notes to each other.
All I wrote was like playing a note game with my date. What's good or what's your favorite? And she wrote shrimp taco.
And you fist bumped over shrimp tacos?
And she laughed over that note.
I said, I was like, faux show or something like a little joke. I was like, faux show, shrimp, ST or something. And she goes, yes, favorite. And then I was like, done.
How much did she write?
Wow.
Shrimp tacos sound fire, do you believe him, Megan? Yeah.
I was not getting the vibe that this was something like fun and it was a game that the whole restaurant could have been involved in. I mean, you made it seem to me like you were trying to improve yourself and you were trying to prove to me that, you had interest in me and you wanted to kind of get to know me better. That's what I got. So it's just, your actions did not make sense to me.
I should have showed you the note. I thought I was being cute when I was like, oh, it's a secret. Like, to me, it didn't mean anything. You can ask these wonderful radio personalities. We talked about the date thoroughly. Not once did I even consider the waitress as being anything.
That's because you were hiding, Logan, that you secretly got her phone number on one of the notes and you didn't want to tell.
Oh, that's an accusation,
Jeff. There it comes, Jeff. I mean, it's what a lot of people were thinking. Be honest, Logan. Did you get the waitress's number?
Absolutely not. See, I mean, was she giving it to me if I asked? Probably.
So there was a vibe.
Are you trying to make her jealous? What are you doing? Why would you say that?
I was trying to be charming, and I thought if this other girl was giggling, I thought it was points for me.
No.
Like, oh, people like him.
Okay. Clearly, I was wrong.
Don't charm other women when you're on a date.
You guys know me. I'm a charismatic, charming guy.
Okay. Bro, you and I have the same curse. Okay. We make everyone we talk to laugh. Again, and sometimes it backfires.
It's not helping his case. I don't know why she laughed at that.
No, Megan, I know that this is a lot coming at you, but from my perspective, it's just like you're going out with a guy who's just very charming to a lot of people.
Yes.
Naturally.
Very likable.
He doesn't even try to do it. He's just kind of that type of person.
Yeah.
And is that something that is a little bit intimidating to you?
What?
Is he too charming?
No, I don't think anybody can be too charming.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
We've had him on the dating segment multiple times. Women love him.
I don't think that's helpful.
Wait, he was on here before with different ladies?
Oh no.
Yeah, don't
even.
He's a wanted man.
Guys.
I'm sorry. I just meant, you know, you're lovable. And I was trying to make a point about that.
To be fair, that one went a lot worse than this one's going.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, Megan. A lot worse.
Yeah, this one's better.
He is making strides towards improvement.
Okay.
Yeah. We got to stop like chit-chatting about this and just get you two out on another date.
Seriously.
Yes. And Megan, they said they're going to pay for it. They're going to take us to, they're going to have us go to a nice place.
See, he knows how it works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, we never said nice.
Normally, that's my job. But yeah, Logan's done this so many times, he can pretty much do it himself.
Sorry. I'm trying to get to the call to action.
So got Megan, what do you say? One more date with Logan on us.
Yes.
I think you guys are hilarious.
Thank you.
Logan, like I get where you're coming from. Like I would rather have a guy be super charismatic and funny and kind of have everybody like him rather than being a dork that, you know, doesn't have any confidence.
Or boring. Oh. You could have said that.
I think that was a compliment. You two may be made for each other.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So now, what do you say?
It's happening.
I think I'll do it. Let's go out again.
Okay.
Guys, thank you so much.
Yeah.
It takes a team, it takes a village, and you guys are my true ones there.
That's not a brag. It takes a village to give me a date.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Okay, I'm going to say this, and I mean it in the nicest way possible.
Oh, boy.
I hope we never, ever hear from Logan ever again. Because I want this thing to work out between him and Megan. And he never asked for another second date update.
I'm going to be honest. I can't believe we did it.
I know.
I know.
I mean, and Logan kept getting in his way.
His own way. Yeah,
but we got through that.
And I think I got in his way a little bit, too.
Yeah.
It's okay.
But that's what Logan does. Like, even though he doesn't always say the right thing, he's just so likable. You want to keep being around him and keep talking to him.
Yeah.
And the good takeaway here, though, is probably don't flirt with the waiter or waitress while your date is still seated at the table.
Why do you still have to say things like this?
Well,
is that kind of obvious?
Don't do it while they're there. Wait until they leave to go to the bathroom.
That's the trick.
Then you can get your flirt
on the check or something.
Ooh, okay. Alexis is a pro.
Yeah,
she knows.
Leave a big tip and a phone number.
Anyway, I really do hope Logan and Megan go the distance. The only other time I want to hear from him is maybe for a second date update.
Oh, me too. I want to hear how it goes with them.
Even then, I want it to be very, very brief, and I don't know if Logan's able to do it. But best of luck to them, and if you want help getting another date, email us at Brooke and Jeffrey. We'll call the person who isn't calling you back.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
It is no coincidence, my friend, that Heart Health Month is also Potato Lovers Month, and the Washington Potato Commission wants you to celebrate this February. It can be a little hard to motivate yourself to cook. But there's all sorts of great tips about cooking with your kids at potatoes.com. Teach them a little bit about potatoes, like fiber. Did you know potatoes are loaded with fiber, which helps lower your total amount of cholesterol in the blood? Oh, yeah. And they've also got potassium, vitamin C, vitamin B6 content. And couple that with its lack of cholesterol. I'm just going to say it. I love potatoes. They're a veggie that support heart health. Again, go to potatoes.com.
Not that it's a competition, but who do you think is the most romantic person on the morning show?
Oh. On our show?
Yeah.
I'd like to say me.
I think I agree.
I'd say Jose.
Are you serious?
I think easily it's Jose. Yeah. I mean, this is a man who sets the mood by plugging his plastic Christmas tree lights in.
That's true.
I do, though.
That's true.
Who will offer to microwave his date's pepperoni hot pocket for her.
Yes. Any ladies out there, if you ever come to Papa Bear's house.
And then to really make it steamy, he'll be the little spoon while he forces her to watch his latest 3-hour Twitch stream.
Yeah.
You tell me you can beat that, Brooke?
I mean,
impression.
I thought some of my things would have won, but good.
He is the king of romance on this show.
Thank you, everyone.
Even Jose will admit he is nothing compared to the hopeless romantics you're going to find on Craigslist.
He's right.
They also refer to themselves as Papa Bear. It's very strange.
But there's only one Papa Bear.
Yep. You're going to hear why when we read their entries of lost love in a brand new Craigslist misconnection. That's coming up at 8:10.
Hey, cutie.
We made eye contact.
Misconnections.
That was me staring.
There's only two places to find true love in this world. Mm. One is in the operating room after you accidentally got yourself stuck inside a jar of Gerber's baby food.
Wait, what?
What? I tried to put my whole hand in there.
Baby food.
So don't ask questions. The other is on the pages of Craigslist.org. We scour Craigslist every week to find the best misconnections that they have to offer, like this first one titled Cute Confused Chick with Damp Hair. Man for Woman 25, Westside Starbucks.
Ooh, did they run into Alexis?
I do go there a lot.
He says, you were the brunette, totally fit, possibly drunk or hungover girl trying to get inside Starbucks on Sunday morning. I think you thought it was closed because you said a cuss word and then stomped back over to your Lexus. The problem was you were trying to push when the door said pull. And I totally don't want you to feel bad about that, because sometimes I can't figure out doors either.
I'd laugh, but I'm with him.
Also, the Starbucks doors are actually kind of heavier than people think. My uncle worked in a door factory years ago.
So he would know?
He almost lost a finger in the assembly line.
Wow.
It was crazy gnarly, but they were able to put it in an empty chip bag with ice and then reattach it. Like, I've seen the pics. Anyway,
that's a lot of information.
What do you say I buy your coffee sometime and we could get to know each other? Because you know the saying, when one door closes, another one opens.
Not severs your finger.
By the way, I think you were wearing a green thong. Am I right?
Oh, dang, bro.
Sweet.
Is
the whale? The whale tail is kind of back, though, right? I mean,
you try and sport that look, Brooke. You go for it.
Even if you're hungover on a Sunday at Starbucks,
it didn't work when I was 20. It's not going to work now.
That was signed Brock. This next misconnection is titled "To the Beautiful Stranger Who Helped Me Discover My Own Soul."
Aww.
Woman for Man 27.
Wow.
Main Street Art Fair.
Oh. Ooh.
Around 6 p.m., I was in front of the antique store. You walked by as I was sucking in a ridiculous amount of delicious air.
Girl, you need a new diet, because that does not sound tasty.
Our eye contact was genuine, fiery.
Oh.
You were burly, scruffy, and reeked of better times.
I can smell them.
I was surprised when you asked if I lost my inhaler. And that made me think. I love deep, intimate conversations.
I think it just sounded like you were hyperventilating.
I didn't even worry that you couldn't breathe. The more we spoke, your words and your beard drew me in like a moth to a moth's nest where other moths live.
Nope, we're changing the whole quote, you guys. That's a new one.
It has zero ring to it.
That's what we're going with.
I asked you if I could henna my phone number on your forearm.
Henna!
But you declined.
It's going to stick there for weeks.
Anyway, I plan to hang out by that same antique shop tomorrow at noon. I can't go inside anymore, though, because they think I shoplifted an item.
Oh.
But that's not true.
Is it?
I took three items.
See, they're liars.
They just haven't noticed the other two missing yet.
Right. I mean, those shops are pretty cluttered.
That's signed Catany.
Catany.
Of course.
This next misconnection is titled, I spy with my little eye something that is you. Man for Woman 35 Target.
Good. I'm glad it's not the bushes.
I saw you at Target.
Ugh.
You probably won't remember me.
No.
But I definitely remember you.
Oh, Jeff, you're like making the hair on the back of my neck stand up. I don't like this.
It's sexy.
Yeah, in a good way or a bad way?
You had long braided blonde hair wearing a red flowered top.
cute. Uh-huh.
I happened to brush up to your shoulder while we were in the feminine hygiene section.
Oh, my God.
Why are you there?
Yeah.
Get out.
You have such soft shoulders.
Oh, no. Yikes.
I had so much trouble not staring at you. Especially because my older sister was there with me.
Oh.
She was also staring at you.
Wait, they're both there? You're going to the
feminine aisle shopping together?
Yeah. Wow.
It's where we sightsee.
Uh-huh.
My apologies. Whenever I bring her out in public, she can come off as a little strange.
Oh, she's the one.
She's the weirdo, huh?
I saw you staring at us when we were in the pillow section as she was inhaling the sweet, sweet smell of cotton pressed up to her face. You know, she can tell when an item's been returned just by the scent.
It's not impressive.
Yeah.
Not a brag.
I don't know. Kind of useful, though. Yeah. I mean, you don't want to buy a used pillow.
This cotton's been lightly used.
Anyway, now that our parents are missing, we live together out in the sticks.
Oh, no.
Oh.
You should come visit us.
No.
I know my sister would like that. Hopefully you take this note at face value. And if you believe there's something more to this story, well, in this case, there is.
Oh, okay.
You should.
No, a detective. Who do we contact?
You should write back and meet us for a home cooked meal.
No. Why am I eating your mom? Like,
I call that's what it I... Dad.
Oh, you call it Dad.
Okay. Oh,
let's
my gosh.
Let's come on.
Hee hee, JK.
Yeah. What? Funny.
That's not signed funny. Martin. I want to go eat at Marty's place.
I bet you
thank
do. A home cooked meal.
Those are your Craigslist misconnections.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Win Brooks Box!
We're just about a week away from Valentine's Day.
Okay.
And it just so happens we also have a hunky strapping engineer on the phone.
Uh-oh, ladies, listen up.
Choo-choo. Or the other type of
engineer.
I don't
know about hunky.
Well, his name is Travis from Seattle. What's up, Travis?
Oh, young Jeffrey, let me tell you, I'm excited to be here.
Oh. Was that because of your introduction there, friend?
I don't know. Young Jeffrey has a way with his words.
He's got a way with a lot more.
I heard that Travis has a way with women, and I know it's widely known that Brooke is struggling in the romance department lately.
Widely and wildly.
I'm happily married.
Actually, most people in this room are struggling with romance. So, Travis, why don't you tell everyone how you seduce your lady on Valentine's?
Please say clean the house. You clean the house. That's what you do. Oh, that's so hot.
Is that hot?
Oh, it's so hot.
I'll do the dishes for her.
Oh, now Brooke's all hot and heavy.
No, that's not for her. That's for you because you also live there, okay?
Okay, now we go.
Here we go. You're in trouble.
We both use the dishes. It's fair.
Okay. All right. I'm turned off. Yeah.
Somehow Brooke got upset by hearing other people's happiness and love. So we're going to send her out of the studio.
Her coming home to her husband doing the dishes. She's like, you're doing this for both of us. Yeah.
While she leaves, Travis, you know the game works. You got 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible. If you don't know when you can say pass, but you do have to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready?
Oh, I was born ready, young Jeffrey.
Let's go, Travis.
Love it. Let's do this. Time starts now. On this day in 2014, which comedian ended their time hosting The Tonight Show?
Jimmy Fallon.
On a turkey, what bone is also known as the wishbone?
The foot.
Jefferson City is the capital of which state?
Oh my goodness, Iowa.
Paella is the national dish of which country?
Peru.
What common shower accessory comes from an edible plant?
Soap.
Sylvester soap? Stallone.
I have to ask
the question. Sylvester Stallone, Bruce Willis, and Arnold Schwarzenegger all were part owners of what famous restaurant franchise?
Dick's Drive-In.
Ooh, that's a good shout-out, though. I love that.
That's a good guess.
Can you imagine?
Brooke's going to come back in studio. Travis, tell us a fact about you that we need to know, something that the whole world should know about Travis the engineer.
The whole world should know that I have never had a bloody nose in my entire life.
Lucky. Really?
What?
Really? Wow.
Do you have siblings? I feel like if you have a sibling, you've had a bloody
nose.
Yeah,
I have five siblings. I wrestled. I don't know.
You wrestled and never got a nosebleed?
Oh, I'd get that checked out. It sounds like a medical problem.
He's like, my ears have bled a lot, but never my nose.
He sounds like a superhero to me.
Yeah,
so.
That's pretty cool.
Good to know you, Travis. We're going to turn to Brooke. You're up. Are you ready?
Got a bloody nose currently. I'm ready.
All right, talk through the blood. Your time starts now. On this day in 2014, which comedian ended their time hosting The Tonight Show?
Oh.
Good noise.
The Tonight Show. Jay Leno.
On a turkey, what bone is also known as the wishbone?
Pass.
Jefferson City is the capital of which state?
Missouri.
Paella is the national dish of which country?
Spain.
What common shower accessory comes from an edible plant?
Loofah.
Sylvester Stallone, Bruce Willis, and Arnold Schwarzenegger all were part owners of what famous restaurant franchise?
Planet Hollywood.
Ooh, answers are in. We're going to go to the scoreboard and check out how you both did with Jose.
My friend's butt is stuck to the toilet seat. What part don't you understand?
Bolaños.
Is that what happens to you in there?
I guess. Travis, good effort, but you got zero, my friend.
You know, if they were engineering questions, I bet you would have won.
Yeah, totally. And Brooke, you obviously get the win with 5.
Man, I smoked you.
Really good game.
Rough go on that, Travis.
Got me fired up about those dishes beforehand. Yeah, that's what happened.
At least Travis is winning in the love department.
Oh, that's sweet.
Destroying us there. Let's go over the answers for everybody. On this day in 2014, Jay Leno ended his time hosting The Tonight Show.
Hmm. I can never remember who belongs to what show.
On the turkey, the wishbone is the collarbone of the turkey. Yeah. Jefferson City is the capital of Missouri. Paella is the national dish of Spain.
Yum.
Common shower accessory that comes from an edible plant. Now, apparently Travis thinks soap is edible, and that makes me scared. Loofah is the correct answer.
Yeah.
And Sylvester Stallone, Bruce Willis, and Arnold Schwarzenegger all were part owners of Planet Hollywood, which went bankrupt in 2001.
Yeah, they didn't, though.
No,
so,
they didn't. They're doing fine.
Yeah, yeah, they're fine.
So, Travis, I'm sorry, man. Can't give you any money here. But just for playing, you do win 4 Fandango passes to see Disney and Marvel's Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania.
Ooh, cool. Whoa.
You and 3 friends or lovers will get to enjoy the film starring Paul Rudd and Evangeline Lilly exploring the quantum realm once it opens in theaters February 17th.
The trailer looks intense.
I know. And is Paul Rudd the most likable guy in Hollywood?
I know.
I mean, he just has to be.
The first Ant-Man was great.
I'm excited.
Travis, it was a little bit of a rough go, but I hope you come back and take on Brooke again.
I would love to. It was a lot of fun.
Travis, we're going to do Winbrook's Bucks same time tomorrow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.